Welcome to Midnight Amen. Bassline Drive with Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're building a dark, rolling DNB groove that feels like a real performance, not just a loop. The idea is simple, but the execution matters a lot. The bassline drives the track, the breakbeat does the dancing, and the master stays controlled so the whole thing can be mixed and mastered cleanly later. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton a bit. What we're focusing on here is the relationship between the sub, the mid-bass, the break, and the master bus. That relationship is the heart of a strong drum and bass drop. Let's start by setting the scene. First, set your project tempo somewhere between 172 and 174 BPM. For this lesson, 174 is a great target because it gives you that classic DNB urgency without feeling rushed. Then organize your session into three groups. Drums, bass, and FX or atmosphere. That kind of structure helps you stay focused, and it also makes mix decisions way easier later. Keep your master channel calm at this stage. Don't chase loudness yet. Leave headroom, ideally peaking somewhere around -6 to -8 dB while you build. That gives you room to shape the groove without smashing the life out of it. DNB is very unforgiving if you overfeed the low end too early. Now, build the sub first. Load up operator or wavetable on a MIDI track. But for a pure sub, operator is usually the cleanest choice. Use a sine wave, keep the patch simple, and avoid adding unnecessary movement at first. The sub should feel stable, centered, and almost boring in the best possible way. The drama comes from what surrounds it. Write a short root note pattern. Don't overcomplicate it. In this style, 2 to 4 notes can be enough if the rhythm is strong. Think about leaving space for the snare and the break details to speak. If your bassline is too busy, simplify it. In DNB, a strong, restrained pattern often hits harder than a flashy one. A useful teacher tip here, if you're unsure whether the sub is working, turn the whole track down low. A good DNB groove should still feel like it has movement even at quiet volume. If it disappears completely, the structure probably needs more contrast. Next, create the mid-bass layer. This is where the track gets its attitude. Use wavetable, analog, or even another instance of operator if you want to keep it lean. Build something Reese-like with a bit of detune, some stereo width, and some grit. A simple recipe is 2 saw waves slightly detuned, a low-pass filter, and then a bit of saturator after the instrument. You don't want this layer to swallow the sub. High-pass it so it stays out of the very bottom end. Let the sub own the weight, and let the mid-bass own the movement and aggression. That separation is one of the biggest differences between an amateur DNB bass and a pro-sounding one. Try to make the mid-bass rhythm slightly different from the sub. This is where call and response really starts to matter. The sub can hold the foundation, while the mid layer answers the break, or fills in gaps around the snare. That creates motion without turning the whole thing into a wall of sound. Now for the breakbeat surgery. Drop in an amen-style break, or any break with enough character to cut up and reshape. This is where the track starts to feel alive. You can use slice to new MIDI track, if you want a more performative approach, or you can stay in arrangement view and manually edit the audio for tighter control. The important thing is to preserve the rhythmic identity of the break. Don't chop it randomly just because you can. Keep the snare hits as your anchors. Those are the points the listener latches onto. Around those snare hits, make surgical edits, tiny cutouts, ghost notes, shortened hats, or a little fill at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. A really effective trick is to duplicate a 1-bar break and alter just the last couple of hits. That alone can make the loop feel like it's evolving without losing its core identity. Also, use fades on chopped clips so you don't get clicks. Small details like that make the difference between a rough sketch and a polished groove. If you want to add beat repeat, keep it subtle. This is not the place for random chaos. Use it like seasoning. A low chance, a short gate, and a fine grid can add excitement without washing out the break. You want listeners to feel the energy, not notice the plugin. Now the key part. Get the bass and the break to work together. This is where a lot of DNB loops fall apart. The bass and drums can both sound great in isolation, but if they're stepping on each other, the groove loses authority. Think in layers of impact, not just layers of sound. Let one element be the focus at a time. In the MIDI editor, make sure the bass leaves room for the snare. If there's a sustained low note directly under the busiest transient, ask yourself if that clash is intentional. If it isn't, shorten the note or move it. Sometimes the smallest adjustment creates the biggest improvement. A strong phrase structure for this style is something like this. The first 2 bars establish the main groove, the next 2 bars add a small variation, then you create a little breathing room, and finally you lift the tension again toward the end of the phrase. That gives the loop a sense of movement without needing a completely new section. If you want some swing, use groove pull lightly, but keep the sub more gridlocked than the tops. That contrast is important. The brake can have human push and pull, while the sub stays firm and deliberate. Now let's talk about the drum bus. Group your drum tracks into a drum bus and start shaping them there rather than trying to fix everything on the master. A little drum bus can add weight and cohesion, but be careful. You do not need to slam it. Small moves are usually enough. If you add glue compressor, keep the compression light. You're looking for cohesion, not flattened transients. And that's a key DNB lesson. Transients are part of the groove. If the snare loses snap, the whole drop loses identity. So if you start compressing and the snare suddenly feels smaller, back off. Let the drums breathe. For the bass, split the low end cleanly. Keep the sub mono. Keep it centered. Make sure it's not fighting with stereo widening or low-end effects. The mid-bass can be wider and rougher, but the sub should be stable. If necessary, use utility on the sub track and keep the width at 0%. That's not fancy, but it works. On the mid-bass, you can be much more aggressive. Saturation, overdrive, roar, filter movement, little dips in the harsh zone if needed. Just remember, if the bass sounds huge in solo but unstable in the full mix, it's not ready yet. The real test is always context. Now bring in automation. This is how you create tension and release without changing the core groove. Small filter moves, brief drive boosts, a touch more resonance at the end of a phrase, or a quick delay send on a fill can all make the section feel alive. Keep the automation focused. Short moves over one bar often sound more exciting than huge dramatic sweeps. For example, opening the bass filter slightly at the end of an 8-bar phrase can give the section a real lift, without making it feel cheesy or overproduced. The goal is pressure and release, not constant motion. Here's another useful approach. Automate note length, not just filter cutoff. Shortening the last note before a transition can create a tighter turn than any big effect move. That kind of detail is what makes the arrangement feel intentional. Now step back and check the whole thing in mono. This is a crucial mastering-aware move. Use utility on the master and flip to mono regularly. Listen carefully. Does the sub disappear? Does the snare still punch? Does the release layer collapse? Do the stereo hats become messy? If something falls apart in mono, that's a sign the mix needs more discipline. Usually the fix is not more processing. It's simpler than that. Narrow the bass layer. Reduce stereo widening below the upper mids. Carve a little space with EQ instead of huge cuts. Keep the master from being overworked. The more controlled this is now, the easier the final mastering stage will be later. A good rule for this style. If the loop feels heavy, clean and alive before mastering, you're in the right zone. Don't try to make it finish too early. Build a strong performance first. As you finish, turn the loop into a proper drop-ready section. Think in phrase logic. Maybe an 8-bar intro with a filtered break and a teasing sub. Then a 16-bar drop with 8-bar variation. Then a short switch-up or breathing bar. And finally a stripped-out outro for DJ-friendly mixing. That's classic. Functional DNB arranging. Use small transition details like reverse cymbals, impacts, one-bar fills, or a short tape stop-style moment if it fits the vibe. But don't overdo it. In dark DNB, too many tricks can weaken the impact. The strongest sections usually have very clear energy flow. Let me leave you with a few coach notes that really matter here. First, use clip gain before plugin gain. If a break chop is too hot or too soft, adjust the clip first. That makes your compressors and saturators behave more predictably. Second, keep transient conflicts intentional. If the kick and bass hit together, decide who owns the attack and who owns the body. That separation is part of what makes the drop feel expensive. Third, don't let the bassline explain itself too much. Repetition builds tension. Too much melodic information makes the track feel less club-ready. Fourth, resample when the pattern starts feeling too clean. Audio often gives you better micro-edits and a more committed vibe than endless MIDI tweaking. And finally, remember that space is power. In DNB, removing something for a beat can hit harder than adding another layer. For your practice, try building a single 8-bar midnight amen drop loop. Keep the sub simple, add a gritty mid-bass, chop the break into a few variations, automate one movement, and check it in mono. If it feels like a real drop and not just a loop, you're doing it right. So the big takeaway is this. The bass line drives, the breakbeat dances, and the master stays controlled. Keep the sub clean. Let the mid-bass bring the attitude, edit the break with intention, and leave yourself headroom for later mastering decisions. That's how you build a dark, rolling, modern DNB groove in Ableton Live 12. Now go make it hit.